This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. This election year, we've certainly heard a lot about border security.
We can do a wall. We're going to have a big, fat, beautiful door right in the middle of the wall. We're going to have people come in, but they're coming in legally. And Mexico's going to pay for the wall.
That, of course, is Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton has questioned his vision of a wall, instead calling for a path to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Although in 2006, as a U.S. senator for New York, she did vote for a law that would create 700 miles of border fence. State historian Patty Limerick, who regularly talks history with us here at KUNC, says even though the topic of buttoning up border security is a divisive one this election season, it's actually nothing new, at least not here in the West. She joins us now to talk about a little-known part of Colorado political history. Welcome, Patty.
Oh, what a pleasure to be here.
So we're going to talk about Edwin C. Johnson, also known as Big Ed. He represented Colorado in the U.S. Senate for three terms, and he was governor of Colorado not once but twice, once in the 1930s, and then again about two decades later in the 50s. So who was Big Ed? He sounds like quite a character.
He was a Democrat, very opposed to the New Deal, struggling with federal authority repeatedly on many different issues. One of the ways that Big Ed Johnson rejected federal authority was on issues of immigration. Initially, he wrote a number of letters to federal authorities saying, please, you must save us from these aliens. We have aliens coming into Colorado, and they are disrupting our opportunities for legitimate Coloradans to get jobs, aliens and indigent persons. We have an invasion, he said, to use that kind of language. Mm-hmm. So he wrote to the federal government and did not get satisfaction. Did not get responses that he found to be valuable. So in 1936, on April 18th, he said he was going to be taking action. He would jump right in and proclaim martial law and order the National Guard, Colorado National Guard, to seal Colorado's southern border with New Mexico. Not Mexico, not the nation, okay. But to close the border with New Mexico.
Wait a minute. Okay, he wanted to seal the border between Colorado and New Mexico? That's where he felt the, quote, indigents were coming from?
The aliens and indigent persons were crossing the border from New Mexico into Colorado. So on April 20th, General Neil Kimball had set up Camp Johnson near Raton Pass. He was stopping people in cars. As you came up to that camp, there was a sign that said, martial law, slow, stop. He and his troops were checking people and sending people with little money or non-citizens back to New Mexico. There were guardsmen stopping trains and taking indigents, what they considered indigents, off the trains and having them walk back to New Mexico.
Wow.
There were airplanes monitoring the state border. General Kimball also sent spies into New Mexico to anticipate the movements of these people. It's really quite a remarkable thing.
Like, that is just fascinating to me. So I imagine there was a lot of talk about it. Probably he had supporters and detractors for this idea.
The New Mexico political figures were pretty smart about how they responded. They responded fast and forcefully and said that they did not think this was the right thing to be doing. And the New Mexico governor took an angle of saying, well, then we'll just prohibit imports from Colorado. And that, in fact, created some unhappiness on the part of Colorado farmers who had products they wanted to market. So there was this kind of fine instant turnabout as fair play. Okay, you want to do that to us. Let's see what you can do to you.
Yeah.
And so by April 30th, just 10 days into this, we'll say, experiment, Governor Johnson lifted martial law and made a most preposterous and amusing announcement by which he said, and I'm quoting here because I had to write this down to make sure I didn't paraphrase this inaccurately, Colorado has always been a good neighbor, and we must not alienate the friendship of our sister states.
Mm-hmm.
Some Coloradans were not happy with this action, and yet it was also an era where, for instance, at that very time, there were a group putting bright orange placards around the state that had the words that this was a warning to all Mexican and all other aliens to leave the state of Colorado at once by order of Colorado state vigilantes. So there certainly were people who were not only supporting Ed Johnson, but moving past Ed Johnson's position in terms of sort of citizen threats and citizen activism.
Yeah.
And in some ways, this border thing has some comic opera qualities of just how peculiar to set up this little thing between two states and then act as if it carried authority. And of course, it's not within the constitutional powers of a state to do such a thing.
Hmm. I'm curious. I know you said that it only lasted about 10 days. But what happened after that? I mean, did the issue ever get resolved?
Apparently not. It's 2016. We're still in there, still trying to figure out how the Supreme Court has had a couple of interesting decisions about the powers of states and localities to regulate immigration, all those questions about what the police forces, local police forces can do in the way of targeting suspected illegal aliens. And there's a very clear constitutional reality that's immigration is a federal domain, an area of federal jurisdiction, but the whole big question of federalism and how much power could still remain in the hands of states and municipalities and counties and so on, occasionally still just flares up. It's still an unsettled question about what politicians responding to audible citizen complaint, what they might try to do. It's nothing to go calm and accepting of saying, well, that got worked out. Big Ed Johnson, April 30th, 1936, he dropped his campaign to close the border between Colorado and New Mexico, and he made a nice statement about being good neighbors. So that settled that. It's what it means to be a good neighbor, one state to another, but also one nation to another. We're still working on that.
Patty Limerick is KUNC's resident historian and is with the University of Colorado Boulder's Center of the American West.